Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back. It is the afternoon show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Jack Fritz and Ike Reese hanging down here at Chickies and Pete's. Join the Eagles Autism Foundation and Cam Jurgens at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly this Tuesday, May 7th at 5 p.m. for a special charity event. You can also go to Ike's Twitter page and donate right there.
Come on, man. Let's get that money up.
We got to beat Howard, although Howard is now a doctor. He's now a doctor.
According How about old Dr. King?
Yep. I'm sure he would handle that well.
Well, it's not Black History Month anymore, so I figured it's okay to call him Dr. King now.
Well, he had vans designed just for the occasion.
Of course.
Goldie Beacon all over it.
Yep. Oh, did you... Was there ever any question he would be coordinated today?
Never a doubt.
Yeah, come on, man.
I look forward to going back and watching the entire thing because it's now live streamed. And finally, I'm going to watch it this weekend.
I will not do that.
It might be at about 11 after I've had a few beers. And
how long is the speech?
I got to look that up. That's a fair question. But we'll get to the bottom of it and expect many cuts on Monday or Tuesday.
Listen, if we know Howard, he was probably up there 15 minutes longer than he should have been.
I just want to know, like, did we get a classic Howard, like, you're all dopes, you're nitwit? Or is he like, did we get professional Howard this
morning?
Well,
he did say he had hired a professional writer.
Well, that got cleaned up in about 30 seconds on with Fritz the Six last night.
Because yeah.
He did not let that comment go. He did not hire a speechwriter. He asked for some help.
Oh, okay. So, I was going to say it's not a bad thing.
No, I know, but he got so offended because of the idea of paying for a speechwriter.
Oh.
It's like, dude, just relax.
Yeah. Hell, you got to pay for everything nowadays.
We're just busting a little bit of stuff.
Yeah. Hell, if somebody asks me to do a damn commencement speech, yeah, I'm going to hire somebody. Because you know me, I'll roll up there, no notes at all. And you're going to get a fiery pregame speech.
Exactly right. Because the last time I've actually seen you give one speech, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
And it was at the Rice to Ricky Sanchez thing.
Oh.
A little different crowd. A little different crowd. And speaking of speeches.
How did that go at the Rice to Ricky Sanchez thing?
I don't think you really know what you wanted to say. I think,
Well, what am I saying to him?
I know. So it was. I put that on Spike. Spike put you in a tough spot. But it was around this time last week, like, that I was getting ready to give my my best man speech.
Yeah.
Went well.
So much less pressure on giving a best man speech.
I was really nervous. My heart was almost...
Why? Broken.
I don't know, man. I got all worked up. Because there's a lot... All right. Not to get...
Well, I heard you do your top five.
I did do a top five. Hey. Yes.
I think you put a lot more pressure on yourself than you needed to.
Oh, I 100% did. But because I envisioned everyone in the crowd being like, he's a radio professional. He better be good at this.
Right. It's the best man speech.
Yeah,
man.
I know. My best man speech ended up being a top five. Like, I did a top five.
Yeah. Well, actually, I mean, your idea on how a best man speech should go was pretty accurate. I mean, that was, you keep it short and sweet. You throw maybe one punchline in there that digs at him. You make sure you compliment the beautiful bride. and you wish them well. Mm-hmm. Now, I've been at a wedding. I've done best man speech. I've been a best man twice.
Two-timer.
Yeah. Because the second time I was the best man, I believe there were two of us. Because we all went to school together, and he both of us were his best friend, so he chose both of us to be his best man. Mm-hmm. I may have deferred and let the other guy speak more, and I just got in and got out of there.
That's not really your personality.
Well, you know what it was? I was actually still a player at that time, and the wedding is not about me. So I don't need to get up there and make the wedding about me. It's her day and his day. So, but when you ask a current professional athlete to come be in the wedding, it draws attention. Yeah. Let me just put it that way. And then there's a time where, you know, where you wish the bride and groom well, and sometimes they have videos.
Yeah.
That probably wasn't a good idea for me. Yeah, because I got on one of the videos and probably had one or two Ike juices in me. And that's where you're trying to be funny, because it's a memorable thing that you want them, that they want to take with them forever. And, you know, my wife told me I probably let one joke too many go.
Okay. And reel it back in. That's good.
When you start to reminisce, it's probably not a good thing.
Yeah, well, you can't. Yeah, it's always the one story, and you can just hear, you can feel the husband being like, shut up. Shut your mouth. Please stop talking.
So I'm not going to even say whose wedding it was or anything, but yes.
All good.
You wouldn't know who it was.
That's good. Back to the phones in 1 second. But yesterday the Eagles put out a really cool, I mean, like, I haven't watched it yet. I plan to watch it this weekend, but a 23-minute version of Unscripted, where they go behind the scenes and you learn more about the organization. But they went behind the scenes for draft night for the Eagles. And I tell you what, they seem pretty pumped up about the Cooper to Gene pick. You know, Howie went on Pat McAfee yesterday, was raving about him again.
Sorry, yeah.
And just the way that they maneuvered to go up and get him. Now, this is a snippet. It was a 2.5-minute video where they had the deal in place, and it kind of went from there. So here is Howie and Jeffrey Lurie, who was right next to Howie, by the way, breaking down the draft picks beforehand, which was kind of surprising, reacting to the Cooper to Gene pick.
Rams are on the clock.
That is it.
Unfortunately.
The Carolina Panthers have traded the 39th pick to the Los Angeles Rams. Oh, with the 39th pick and the 2024 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Brandon Fisk,
yes!
Florida State D tackle.
All right, 50, 53, 161 for 40, 78, and 150. All right, calm down, appreciate it.
Cooper,
it's Howie Roseman, brother.
You're Eagle. Let's go. You sat way too long. Yeah, we can't wait to get you here. We're all really excited. It's going to be great, man. We're going to have a lot of fun together.
The reaction after they got the Rams took the player, I think they thought they were taking Cooper to Gene there.
Yeah, so they didn't make the trade until after the Rams made the pick.
Yep. So I thought it was pretty cool to see, and they seemed fired up to get Cooper to Gene. I know we haven't really talked about it a lot because of, obviously, the Sixers versus the Knicks series.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think we can kind of expect from Cooper to Gene in year one?
I don't know about year one. I can't wait to see him out there. I'm like everyone else. I want to see whether or not his play at Iowa can transition to the NFL, and whether or not he can be that same impactful player. I liked him coming out of college. After I got to look at him a little closer, look at him a little more, the versatility, having that type of athlete on the defensive side of the football, a smart, heady player. Looks to be like a short tackler, a willing tackler. I think the biggest question is going to be is whether or not he can hold up on the outside as a cornerback against some of the top corners in the league. But a lot of that's also going to depend on how Vic Fangio runs his defense. It's not like they're going to ask Cooper DeJean to go over there and guard Tyreek Hill one-on-one. Like, I think that's what everybody is like, well, you can't have a white corner over there. How's he going to keep up with these wide receivers? And I'm going to go ahead and say it because that's what everybody's thinking. It's the whole white cornerback thing. And quite frankly, it's disrespectful to Cooper DeJean as an athlete. It really is. But that's the skepticism people have. This dude is a tremendous athlete. And if not for the skin tone that he has, we wouldn't be questioning this pick. And maybe that's how he fell to the second round.
Could have been.
And I hope a lot of teams will live to regret that, because I think he's a ball player. And I think they're going to be able to line him up and use him. If they use him correctly, he's going to be one of our better defensive players. He's one of, outside of nephew, obviously. I'm probably more excited about Cooper DeJean as a draft pick than I am anybody.
Even over Quinyon?
Yes. Yes. Because although I'm happy we got Quinyon Mitchell, I was fixated on Terrion Arnold.
Right.
I'm just being honest. I'm not saying they made a bad draft pick. So we'll see if Mitchell and that ability that he displayed in the MAC conference at Toledo can also be showcased here. Certainly has the measurables, 4.3 speed. I'm good with that. But I'm just, if I'm saying about athletes coming into the draft that I liked and it was on my wish list, Cooper DeJean was on my wish list as the first pick at 22.
Yeah, and they got both of them.
Yeah, and they got both of them. So I'm excited about watching how they use him.
Because he seems like a perfect – because I kind of feel like they're going
to try – guarantee you Jim Johnson would know how to use him.
I guarantee – and Vic Fangio should. I mean, he's 65 years old and been coaching forever. Like, use him right. It feels like they're kind of going to use him as, what, a slot, like, corner almost – or slot corner safety guy, almost like what Malcolm was.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know, Jack. Honestly, I don't know. I don't know because when you look at what he did in college –
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
He played more on the outside than anywhere.
So 90% of his snaps in last year was on the outside.
Yeah.
And a part of me actually wonders, because I saw Kirk Ferentz was interviewed the other day.
Yeah.
He said that he was already putting in place for him on offense for next year.
That's what I'm saying. So
like they might be. He's obviously a punt returner, kick yep. returner, and especially given how important that is now because yep. it's kind of coming back in. They might use him all over. Like they might, like, I wonder if they could use him on both sides.
That's why I like him. And you see the Eagles actually got a higher grade for drafting him than they did Quinyon Mitchell.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
So I can't wait to see him out there. I wish he was in a single-digit number, but he's going to wear 33. That's not too bad.
It is kind of funny. It's Larry Bird's number. It's kind of
we're not going to get past this, are we? We're just not.
It's kind of funny.
We're not. At some point, everybody had to get past Christian McCaffrey being the running back.
Yeah, I know.
And eventually we did.
Hey, maybe we got the Christian McCaffrey.
Listen, remember, I wanted McCaffrey coming out, and everybody who didn't want it, they didn't want to say, oh, you can't be drafting a white running back in the first round. This, that, the other. That's what people were thinking.
Yeah.
That's what people were thinking. So it took a while for people to get over that. And now McCaffrey's the best running back in football.
He sure is. It is kind of it is funny that 22 years later, they basically did the Lito and Sheldon draft all over again.
Yeah.
Like they went back to back to
two corners.
And hopefully they're foundational pieces for
oh, yeah,
a long
those
time.
Are two corners. See, that's why I think they took them. They viewed them as that's our future.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Our two corners on the outside.
Now, week one, do you think it's going to be Slay and Quinyon?
I'd be shocked if Bradbury is still here.
I hope so. I hope so. I really do. Listen, the Eagles do have, if things go well here and their evaluations are right, they have foundational pieces on the line. They have foundational pieces on the outside. And I just hope N'Kobe and Jeremiah can do it in the middle.
Unfortunately for N'Kobe, I rode with you for 2 years.
Yeah, there's a new sheriff.
Oh, nephew, got to get in there, N'Kobe. Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah.
Got to get nephew in there, man. I got to have Trotter Jr. on the field, man. I'm sorry, N'Kobe.
Got to.
That's my new favorite linebacker. What do you want me to do?
Yep. OG Wade's in Chester. What's happening, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG.
What's good, man? Hey, listen. Let me educate some people. Let me learn y'all something today.
Right.
All right? Give you a little knowledge without college. You know what I mean? I've been saying this for some time now with the Sixers. I never thought they were going to win a championship in this regime, because every year you're changing players. Like, every year there's a new lineup. In order to win a championship, you need continuity. You need chemistry. You need these guys to know who each other is. I heard Big Dog Hugh this morning saying that he thinks it would be good for the organization to ask Embiid and Maxey, what do they want? Who do they want? But them guys are,
hell no.
Maxey's just finding out who he is, so he don't know what the hell he needs. Embiid had learned the game inside of a gym. That's what Chuck and everybody is talking about. Embiid don't have passion. What he has is a desire to play in the NBA. You know what I'm saying? So now he's doing that. Embiid is still learning this game. He didn't play this game coming up. He learned the game in the gym. Somebody told him you could make a boatload of money if you just do this. You know what I'm saying? And he's been working hard at it. He turned out to be one of the best players in the world. But the thing you cannot buy, Steph Jr. says it all the time, the will to win.
Yeah.
Can you will your team to win? What Embiid has got to do is sacrifice. All that, you scoring that 70-point game took so much out of him. He hasn't been the same since that game. All you got to do, bro, is identify the goal. That is championship. Forget that MVP trophy. Forget you dominating the ball. That's easy for you to do. But you know what's hard for you to do? Is involve your teammates. Because that's what you're going to need to win a game, a championship.
You got to have all your starters in double digits, OG. You have to.
I don't need all of them. I need five players in double figures. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It could be your sixth man. You know what I'm saying? But you got to have that.
What about? Do you think it was a bad sign last night that Toby and Kyle Lowry both had 0 points in the starting lineup?
No, it was fitting. It was fitting.
It was fitting. You're right. You're right.
Let's not mistake fool ourselves. Let's not act like Toby didn't know that was his last hurrah here.
Well, he said after the game he didn't even think about it possibly being his last.
Oh, he thought about it.
Really? You guys don't believe that? Interesting.
A bald-faced lie. You know what I'm saying? Stevie Wonder could see that. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. You know what I mean? And I'm okay with that. So everybody talking about he stole. No, he didn't steal no money. He got it the way that all of us would love to get it. Easy. Easy work. You know what I'm saying?
They gave him $180 million,
Because they were afraid, because they were terrified of Jimmy Butler.
He didn't tell y'all he would, you know, you put the contract there, he signed it. Which one of y'all wouldn't? You know what I'm saying? We all would.
Of course, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, but we would have showed up in game six, though, OG.
And let me say this here. Okay. I'm going on record because y'all do remember my call.
Well, you are now receiving votes for Eagles Insider of the Year.
And I should be Philadelphia Insider. Forget the Eagles. You know what I'm saying? The whole sports town.
You and Howard,
because I said, this is what I said. What, before we got this new array of players, in the offseason, Johnny Marks asked, who would you want? And I said, Josh Hart and DeVoe from Indian, the Pacers, like the big boy, Miles Turner.
Miles Turner, okay.
Nice.
That's who I felt we could have used with this lineup.
What are they doing with Miles Turner?
Okay. They're in the second round.
What is Miles Turner doing here?
Oh, you mean with the Sixers?
He's a solid player, Jack.
Okay, no, but he's not starting.
No, all you don't. Sometimes you don't.
Dude,
he's
like a max level player off the bench, man. What are you talking about,
Jack? You need.
I'll teach you knowledge without college a different time.
No team will win a championship without a bench player being good. No,
I agree.
You don't win.
It's why
way.
We're getting Malik Monk this offseason, OG. Appreciate the phone call. There's a lot of names out there that I'm excited about. I just hope Morey can cook this offseason. But Malik Monk has flown to the top of my list.
Malik Monk?
Yeah.
You like Malik Monk?
Yeah.
I like Malik coming out of college.
Well, Jolly
was that the that was the Markelle Fultz draft, right?
Yeah, Jolly had him number one.
You couldn't take him number one.
No, he's a 6'1" skinny ass. Like,
well,
he's fine.
He's a six man. That's what he is.
He's strictly a six.
Yes,
man.
Yes.
Imagine, oh man, him and Maxie.
Yeah.
Going
six
on.
Man. Yeah. Same school, right?
Yep.
They didn't play together though, right?
No.
Yeah.
No. Probably like.
Was Malik Monk a 1 year guy?
Yeah. Yeah. Forget who else was on that Kentucky team, but they didn't.
Devin Booker wasn't on that
team.
Nah,
Booker
right?
was on the 14 team, I think.
De'Aaron Fox was on that team with him. That was that
was
team. De'Aaron Fox and Malik Monk.
I think so. But yeah, either way, they could maneuver a way to get Malik Monk. This
I like Malik
get
Malik
some scoring
Monk,
off
yeah.
the bench. We are live at Chickies and Pete's. Book your graduation party or have it catered by Chickies and Pete's. Find a location near you online. ChickiesandPete's.com. On the other side, we got to go into the Memory Bank on this Friday. Every Friday at 4:30, we go into the Memory Bank and celebrate 20 years of Citizens Bank Park. What is in the Memory Bank today? Plus, Sixers obviously still on the table. We'll play a little stay or go on some of the Sixers free agents and where we come down on should they come back or not. And Kendrick Perkins took Tobias Harris down. Don't miss that audio and everything coming up next on the Afternoon Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.